The U.S. dollar has lost 85% of its value since the 70s, when the dollar decoupled from gold, and the government seems bent on continuing the tradition. Charlie Kirk here. From now until after the elections, the government can print as much money as they want. The last time they did that, inflation went up 9%. Gold is the only asset that has proven to withstand inflation. Invest in gold with Noble Gold Investments. You will get a 24-karat, 1/4 ounce gold standard coin for free. Just use promo code Kirk. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com, the only gold company I trust. Hey, everybody, what the heck is going on in Hawaii? Nick Sorter, live from Maui, Hawaii, as we try to determine how many people have died. It's really perplexing what's happening in Hawaii. Email me, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. And Mike Lindell also joins us to talk about his latest plan. It's making a lot of news. Get involved with Turning Point USA. Turning Point USA is the nation's largest education movement to pass down our values from one generation to the other. TPUSA.com. That is TPUSA.com. Start a high school or college chapter today at TPUSA.com. As always, you can email me, freedom@charliekirk.com. Become a member. It's members.charliekirk.com. To get our content advertiser free, it's members.charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. The media does not care about Maui, Hawaii. Why would they? It's not like Maui's a swing district that's going to make them hold on to power. Front page of the New York Times is all about Hillary. Hillary drenching Southern California. Ukraine. Spain winning the Women's World Cup. But is anyone asking the question, hey, 1,000 people are missing. Where are they? So if 114 have died, and what's been really bizarre about this is the death count has frozen, hasn't gone up at all. How many people have died in the Maui wildfires? Well, they're losing the narrative. They're doing everything they can to blame this on climate change. It's not working. You have the water-worshipping pagan dude who has resigned. Who's like, oh yeah, we worship water around here. Why did you not turn on the water to help fight the fire? That's a really important question. The media doesn't care to ask it. And now we've learned that 1,000 residents are missing. I don't want to be morbid, but that means probably a fair amount of them are dead. This could be one of the deadliest natural disasters in history. And the media just doesn't care. Our government is just kind of slow walking this whole thing. What the heck is going on in Maui? Play cut 8.
More than 1,000 are unaccounted for, about 1,050. It will take several weeks still. Some of the challenges are going to be extraordinary. As you reported, 85% of the land of the impact zone has been covered now by what amounts to an army of search and rescue teams and 41 dogs. So at 85% of the land's been covered. Now we go into the larger buildings, which require peeling back some of the floors and structures. That last 15% could take weeks. We do have extreme concerns that because of the temperature of the fire, the remains of those who have died, in some cases, may be impossible to recover meaningfully.
This is one of the weirdest, inexplicable news stories I've seen in quite some time. There is something else going on here. Joining us now is Nick Sorter, who's an independent journalist. He has been reporting live from Maui. And here's where it gets weirder. As he was reporting live from Maui, people come up to him to try to intimidate him, basically to get him off the island. This feels like Chernobyl, that something happened here and they do not want the world to find out. Nick joins us now. Nick, welcome to the show. Give us the latest live from Maui.
Yeah, so Charlie, thank you for having me. It has been such an interesting experience being here on the ground. It's so sad. I cover a lot of disasters, man, and this is by far the most catastrophic I've ever seen. I mean, at a very minimum, it was a catastrophic failure of government, bar none. And, you know, that's not exactly what everybody here is thinking. A lot of people are thinking that maybe there was something more nefarious going on. And the reason is because we can't actually get any answers here. And the answers that we do get are either half answers or they're lies. So that there's so much confusion. There's the relief efforts that the government is taking care of is practically non-existent. It's all community members that are coming together and doing this. And it's really hard for these people to move on, like try to rebuild their lives like this, because it's just mayhem. It's chaos. They don't know who to trust. They don't know what happened. And it's really not getting any better at all, day by day. I mean, we try really hard to press the mayor and the governor, and all we get are lies. And they don't want to talk about children. That's more and more, it seems like there's some sort of cover-up going on there. And that's my main priority at this point, Charlie.
Well, Nick, I want to play cut one. This is a clip of you, while live on Steve Bannon's program, being approached by some lunatic Hawaiian. You're trying to get the word out, help these people, and they're trying to cover this up as if it's Chernobyl. I'm going to keep on using that example. Play cut one.
People's minds here.
Hey, what's up, Nick? I've been trying to reach you. I've been reaching out to you on X. You're supposed to be meeting with people here. What victims have you
had? Okay, yeah. So this is so you're seeing this live right now. People actually tracked me down.
And you're staying in a tent. You said you were coming and staying in a tent, Nick. You're taking up resources.
I'm not taking up any resources here.
Whoa. So here you are trying to report the news and you get hunted down at 5:45 in the morning by a lunatic Hawaiian. Nick, I've never seen anything like this. You're trying to help. Nick, tell us about it.
Yeah, and the other part about it is, yes, this was 5:45 a.m., but this was also directly behind my hotel that was 45 minutes away from Lahaina. And they were able to track me there, and I guess they were waiting for me. I don't know. The guy just appeared behind me. I never heard a car pull up. I never heard, any movement until he was right behind me. It was the weirdest thing I was speechless. I didn't even know what to say. And it's worth noting that this guy was clearly not actually Hawaiian. I don't know who he is or where he is from, but he, you know, very, very pale skin, very, you know, he was lighter than I am. Okay. He's not a Hawaiian. He's definitely not native. So I would love to be able to figure out this guy's motives, you know, why I'm being targeted. Keep in mind, this was about 12 hours after I started really pushing the mayor to give us answers on the missing children. Because, you know, at this point, we have 1,000 people that are still missing. The death count, for whatever reason, has gotten stuck at like 114. Why is that, number one, and why won't they talk about the missing children? That's priority number one for me at this point. I don't know why it isn't priority number one for every media outlet.
Or how about our government? I mean, you have 1,000 missing American citizens. And so Nick, if you were to speculate based on what you've been told on the ground, do you believe that a fair amount of these 1,000 missing people are dead?
I would say at this point, the vast majority of those 1,000 missing people are dead, because there were reunification centers that were set up. There are, you know, big groups of people that were trying to, you know, reach out to the missing. I mean, you've had people searching and searching and searching for, you know, 2 weeks now. At this point, the outcome looks really grim, and people are starting to lose a lot of hope when it comes to possibly finding loved ones. And they're still searching the areas for missing people. I believe they're up to about 60% search so far. And one of the other things about that that bothers me about the efforts down there is we really can't see in either, because they have that place locked down like I've never seen before. You know, if we did the same thing down at our southern border, it would be the best thing ever. But I don't know. And it just makes people more uneasy about what could possibly be going on, because they can't get answers, but they also can't even see. They can't even see inside of their own town. There's a man that is sitting in a jail cell right now because he was a resident of Lahaina and decided to go into the exclusion zone to go see if he could retrieve some of his stuff and see what remained of his house. They put him in jail. They put him in jail this weekend.
This is so Soviet, and this is a regime covering something up. It reminds me also of just COVID, where you're like, you're not allowed in, you can't look at it. Poor management, no emergency response, turning off the water, no alarms. The death count has now flatlined. My speculation is that anywhere between 500 to 600 people are likely dead on top of that, which would mean this would be one of the deadliest natural disasters, deadliest disasters in American history.
Definitely not a natural disaster. Definitely not a natural disaster.
I love a company called Christensen Arms. They're known for these lightweight carbon fiber barrels on their hunting rifles. I've hosted the CEO on our program before, and I own a Christensen Arms rifle myself. They are an innovative gun company. Our friends at Christensen Arms are offering something quite fun for fans of our show to activate. This one's so cool. Just a free $35 hat for our listeners. Just head to Christensen Arms website and add the items you want in your shopping cart, along with your favorite style of hat. Final step, just enter promo code Kirk and boom, the hat is free while supplies last. This is a fun short-term offer, folks, and it is going to sell out quickly. So get over there right now before you forget to scoop this deal. They currently have over 30 styles of hats to choose from. Google Christensen Arms Charlie Kirk and my show's landing page should pop up in the search results. Christensen Arms is defining the future of firearms. We love partnering with these guys and are happy for their success. Go grab your free hat today. Nick was right in correcting me. It's not a natural disaster. It is a man-made disaster. The water guy, Kaleo Manuel, wouldn't give landowners water access to fight fires when it was still small. There's video of him babbling that water is a god in Hawaii, pagans, and should be revered rather than used. He should be criminally charged and put in prison. The emergency manager for the island, Maui Emergency Management Agency Director Herman Aindaya, was a career political aide with no emergency background. His defense was that he watched online training videos made for by FEMA. He's resigned and is probably only there because of woke criteria. The power company knew wildfires were a danger, but spent almost no money on wildfire prevention, tons of renewables, though, because Hawaii passed a bunch of mandates for them. This is not a natural disaster. It's man-made. Nick, you have intelligence on the power company. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so the power company, it looks like they built a brand new substation right where the fire started. I have never seen a power company construct something that quickly and that under the radar. It happens to be right where I believe the fire started, because there is no burn trail anywhere beyond that substation, and they don't let anybody get close to it. I had to send a drone up in the air to actually get the first look at it. And that was a tip off that came from, a wealthy landowner up there, a builder. So he was able to tip me off on that. When it comes to the power company's initial handling of the downed lines, that we heard about that, you know, did probably start the fire. They left the lines down for 10 hours. They were down for 10 hours and they were still live the entire time. So all the way up to the point where there was a fire raging, you know, burning through the town, those wires were all still live, laying across the road, which is one of the reasons that you had police blocking the roads and not letting anybody get out. And you had gridlock traffic because the power company did nothing, even after the lines were down. They just sat on their hands, and I guarantee you a lot of people are dead specifically because of that, because they couldn't even drive out of the town. And the fire spread so quickly that these cars just got engulfed mm-hmm. in flames, and bodies were just trapped everywhere inside.
So tell us about the evidence you have gathered about the cover-up that is happening. Do you believe that there's an active cover-up occurring?
Well, there's absolutely a cover-up occurring here, and I think it has to do with just having the officials wanting to save their own butts. They just, you know, the whole goal that a politician has is to get elected, stay elected, and get elected to higher office. So, you know, they know that they were totally incompetent, that they messed everything up. They know that a bunch of elderly and children are dead and missing because of their gross incompetence. And that's where I think the cover-up comes in here, is that they know that this is going to hit them really, really hard. Their careers are going to be over, and they're getting desperate at this point. They're hoping that the media will eventually just give up and go away. And like every disaster that happens, it ends up leaving the news cycle, and the government just, you know, pushes it all back under the rug, and you end up never really hearing about it again. So that's why this story, it's really important to continue hammering this, because you and I both know that the government will be long gone as soon as it gets out of the news cycle.
Are you running into like a lot of New York Times or Washington Post reporters? Are you seeing a lot of investigative energy from the regime media?
No, I haven't seen any of them here. I've seen the only ones that I've really seen. I saw the New York Post. They were here. I haven't seen a lot of pieces from them. And then everybody else is just, you know, local Hawaii media, which is, it's shocking. And maybe they are here somewhere, but they're definitely not in the places that I'm going. They're not talking to the residents as I am. They're not, you know, pressing the mayor or the governor. So I don't know what they're doing.
If Trump was president, Morning Joe would be reporting live from Lahaina, from Maui, and they'd have a donate on the bottom. They would have congressional hearings already. They would have impeachment proceedings because of gross incompetence. Yeah. There could be upwards of 1,000 people dying. I just want to give it an idea. That's the death toll of one of the two towers falling on 9/11. That's 10 Oklahoma City bombings. And I don't see any sympathy, concern, rapidity from the regime media or from our government. I just kind of see the rolling of the eyes. Oh, zero urgency. Who cares? Biden is going there today. I hope someone asks Joe Biden. Maybe you'll get a chance to, Nick. How many people have died? How many people have died? During COVID, we had death meters on our cable television in real time as people were dying. And we can't get an approximation of how many people passed away because of a man-made disaster in Hawaii. I hope people go to jail for the rest of their life over this. Nick, great job. Stay safe. Public Square is one of my favorite apps. There are progressive corporations out there that are just doing terrible things. And Public Square is out there leading the charge against all this garbage that we see from Target, for example, Starbucks strong-arming their customers to support abortion, and financial services like PayPal canceling customers for their political views. Thankfully, we don't have to fund these companies any longer. With Public Square, we now have a solution. Join the movement of millions of patriotic Americans who love truth, our country, and our Constitution at publicsq.mobi/Charlie Kirk. Public Square is an app and a website where you can get connected to tens of thousands of businesses from all different industries that share your value for life, family, and freedom. Public Square is free to join. You can get started today. If you're a business owner, join. If you're a consumer, join. Check it out. Download the Public Square app today. Michael, who runs Public Square, does a beautiful job. Good friend of mine. 100% behind him. Check it out today. So in just a second, Mike Lindell will join us to summarize his summit last week. The media's been attacking him like crazy. I love Mike Lindell. He's a great patriot, and we're going to give him the floor. So I turned my phone off Friday night to Sunday morning, and all of a sudden I get all these messages about how people are listless vessels. I said, what in the heck is a listless vessel? So apparently Governor Ron DeSantis comes out and calls Trump supporters, saying many of them are listless vessels. Now, I know what the word listless means, but who the heck talks like that? It's like really bizarre vocabulary. A listless vessel? So this is worth commenting on a couple parts. Number one, I got asked by a reporter this morning, Charlie, why do you think Vivek Ramaswamy is now in second place? By the way, we called it on the show. We were mocked. I remember DeSantis people said, I'm a moron. I don't know what I'm talking about. I have the text messages to prove it. Charlie, you know, you're irrelevant. Vivek will never be in second place. Turns out we were right. A series of polls show that Vivek Ramaswamy is in second place. The DeSantis consultant class is the worst I've ever seen in the history of American politics. Unfortunately, Governor DeSantis keeps on listening to them because he's a great governor who's ruining his political career in real time. And so why was Vivek Ramaswamy in second place? Because he doesn't insult his voters. He doesn't insult the people he needs to vote, get votes from. I'm just curious. How many of you have ever talked like this listless vessel? Play cut 15.
A movement can't be about the personality of one individual. The movement has got to be about what are you trying to achieve on behalf of the American people. And that's got to be based in principle. Because if you're not rooted in principle, if all we are is listless vessels that's just supposed to follow, you know, whatever happens to come down the pike on Truth Social every morning, that's not going to be a durable movement.
Did he practice that? Is that supposed to be funny? Why do you think Donald Trump is up in the polls? First of all, he was a great president, so people supported his policies as president. That's number one. Number two, Donald Trump now is on a one-on-one battle against the administrative state. About time. It's been a 100-year reckoning. About time. It's been 100 years of cancerous ideology of an unelected shadow government calling the shots. It's that simple. That really excites me. Before Donald Trump, I wanted to try to rein in the administrative state. And now with Donald Trump, we finally have a referendum against the administrative state. With all due respect, Governor DeSantis, that is not about personality. That is the greatest of all policy questions. Okay, we'll pick that up in a little bit. Joining us now is Mike Lindell, MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. Mike, thank you for joining the program. Mike, take as much time as you need. Amazing summit last week. Tell us about it.
Oh, it was awesome. We had all 50 states, everybody. Remember, everybody is looking for hope and a plan. Well, the first day we went through, every state was represented up there on stage, and they went through state by state, the hope, the stuff that's been going on that we have been out there fighting every day for 2.5 years to get our election platforms as close to same day voting, paper ballots, hand counted, precinct level, signature required. And we've been fighting on every level, and there is hope in every state. And so that's what we did on the first day. And the second day, I rolled out a plan. And part of that was we now have these devices that can monitor. And I want to take away all the rumors that were started all around the country. These are not drones, everybody. We brought it in on a drone to just for effect and to make it, you know, kind of cool, bringing it in, all the excitement. And what these devices do is they where you go into a building and on your phone, like the managers, it shows up all the different internets. Well, this device is the first of its kind in the world. It shows what devices are on the internet, the IP address. It'll show the MAC address. It'll show where it's at. So if you're in a polling station and you're a county clerk, you're going to want one of these because they've lied to us. They've lied to us. Every machine company has, the clerks have, you know, a lot of them have just been duped saying, ours aren't on the internet. Ours aren't on the internet. Well, now if you're a county official and you got one of these devices, you go, hey, wait a minute. It just went on the internet. So we now can police our own elections. And also, Charlie, I've got what's called the Cause of America. We had all of them were there too. And it reaches out to about 300,000 people across all 50 states. And any whistleblower thing where you have other problems in our elections, or let's say you have eight people voted in a house that only has one person living there, or let's say they voted overseas and they're not a veteran, and they say, no, I didn't even vote. You have all these kinds of things going on. But the people that were reporting them before, like when I had a public whistleblower site, it doesn't work so good because you get all kinds of false alerts and false alarms. But now we have it set up over the last year here where all the people that I trust, because I have this big group, where they're the ones now are going to be reporting this. I call it real-time crime. And so you're going to be able to sit at home in the comfort of your own easy chair, and police in your own backyard, your own town, your own precincts, your own counties, and your own country, and look at all these alerts come up of what's going on. And then we're going to do that through Frank Social. We set up franksocial.com. It's on the App Store, everybody. And it's really exciting because I want, first of all, for this fall's elections, everyone's going to be able to monitor and see what's going on in Louisiana, Kentucky, Mississippi, because we're ready to go right now. We've launched this, and so that's exciting. But more importantly, Charlie, it's on the back end of that. Over the next year, we only have, I figure, 12 more months to get our election platforms secure. And we've got over 100 counties across the country committed to going paper ballots hand counted and get rid of their electronic voting machines. So it's very exciting. Well, we'll be able to go now, the people we've approached before, and say, yep, are you sure you really want to use these? You know?
So Mike, I want to build out what you're saying here. Mike, you're onto something. These machines are connected to the internet. Now, what that means, I have no idea. But they have lied,
right,
and they've been caught lying. We don't know what that means.
Yep.
But we know that they've lied about the machines being connected to the internet. Kamala Harris, in a Senate hearing, was the leader of this sort of machine skepticism, play cut 16.
Recently also, I actually held a demonstration for my colleagues here at the Capitol, where we brought in folks who, before our eyes, hacked election machines, those that are being used in many states but are not state-of-the-art from our perspective.
So if before any one of you heathen degenerates out there attack my friend Mike Lindell, you better also attack Kamala Harris, who was the leader of this. The way we technologically do elections is not advanced. It is not secure, period. So Mike, just help me understand though, how can we legally do this without being anybody accused of voter intimidation or harassment? Because you've probably already heard some of that, Mike. Right. So get into some detail.
Well, it's interesting, Charlie. They went after the drones, which we're not using drones. The drones have nothing to do with it. And the media did go attack saying, you know, these drones could be illegal in Louisiana and other places. But the device itself, it's about the size of a phone, and it's perfectly legal. It's passive capture. You're not intruding on anybody's network. All it does is show 100% if a machine went online. And we did a demo at the event. So it showed everybody's cell phones online and everybody's computers. If you have a watch, if you have a refrigerator that's on the internet, I mean, and, you'd be able to tell exactly where it is. And then it's on somebody's Wi-Fi, but you're able to tell the device. So it is legal. Believe me, we've had our legal team on this for over a year, and, it's just, it's like radio waves, you're capturing it. But what they're trying to do, Charlie, is they're trying to say, oh, you know, these snippers have been around, you can buy them on Amazon. Yeah, those are just to say if there's internet in the room. You know, that doesn't mean these machines, these routers, these printers, these polling books are online. Now you have a device that says, yes, they are online. And I like the way you framed it. It's like they lied to us and said that they weren't online, which has blocked us at every level from getting rid of them and saying, hey, can we see what's going on inside? Now we don't even care what's going on inside. You know what? Let's just talk about you lied to us, and now we're going to call you out and say, why are these online when you told us they weren't? We're not online.
They have lied about the connectivity issues in regards to the machines and the internet. Give us a little taste of the hope reports that you were given at the summit.
Yeah, the Hope Reports, everybody, there's so many lawsuits going on that are getting towards the finish line now that, like, for example, in Michigan, 5 lawsuits were won against that Secretary of State alone. You tend to hear the negative out there. Oh, people were, all the lawfare going on. People were charged with crimes and people over here. Well, if you're just sitting there and you're watching your Fox News of the world, you're going to go, wow, there's no hope. There's no hope. In every state, I'll give an example. Osage County, Missouri, we already did a whole election with paper ballots hand counted, Democrats, Republicans working together. They finished about the same time as the machine with 100% accuracy, everybody. And during the Hope report, we showed that to go to paper ballots hand counted is about 1/10 the price. And so any argument that the clerks would give you, we address that in all these hopes of every state. Even my home state of Minnesota had hope, and I didn't think there was any hope.
Wow.
Charlie.
All right. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. Every day we hear about another familiar brand selling out their customers and going woke. Americans are sick and tired of having left-wing propaganda jammed every product they consume. Woke mobile companies are no different. For years, they've been dumping millions into liberal causes, and we had to take it because you need a cell phone and probably thought there was no alternative. I've got news for you. There is, and I want you to make the switch today. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, offering dependable nationwide coverage on all three major networks, so you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to in your area, minus the leftist propaganda. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending a message that you support free speech, religious liberty, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, and our military, veterans, and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching very easy. Keep your phone, keep your number too. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 878-PATRIOT. Get free activation today with the offer code Charlie. Ask about their coverage guarantee while you're there. patriotmobile.com/Charlie. Play cut 17. Joe Biden.
I want to actually have an impact. Now, the second piece you're talking about, which is what people usually mean by election reform, how are you going to keep it from us being able to be in a position where you can manipulate the machines, manipulate the records? The one way to do that is, I think we should pass a federal law mandating that the same machines with paper trails be mandatory for every federal election.
That video feels like AI because it's like Joe Biden talking in coherent sentences. I'm just so not used to that. Mike, I want to segue all this together, though. Mike, the FBI took your phone. You've been intimidated. You've been sued. You've been threatened. Your business has gone down a little bit because of all this, yet you're not giving up. Why?
Well, because we lose our country. You know, there's been over, I believe it's somewhere around 50 countries have been taken by computers in their elections. The last one being my good friend, President Bolsonaro of Brazil. And if we give up now, it's over. We get one shot in history to correct and secure our elections, because we're at the apex in history. When you talk about artificial intelligence, Charlie, you talk about these things. Who do you want regulating those things? All this new technology, someone that we, the people elect, or somebody that was selected? And what we get one shot. If we're they're never going to get rid of this, all these election computers, if that's what got them voted in, which was what got them voted in. We've got great news, though. We have, like, California has been, you asked for hope. 18 counties in California are on record that they're going to go to paper ballots hand counted and rather than have these electronic machines. I can't ever give up. If people knew what I knew, and if you knew the magnitude of this, you know, all the hard work that goes into resources that go into campaigns and go into getting people elected, and they're elected, and you should be elected on their policies and stuff, just to have it all flushed down the drain. Remember, Charlie, and you showed it, the Democrats wanted these computers gone for two decades. My own senator in Minnesota, Amy Klobuchar, Kamala Harris, all the Democrats wanted them gone. Now, all of a sudden, they're on this side. You know, they're going, okay, now they're silent like crickets. It's been amazing to me that our biggest pushback has been Republicans in all these red states. I would think it would be easy in Missouri, Alabama, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Mississippi, all these red states. We should have been able to go in there and said, hey, let's fix our election platforms. Look at all the problems you have with these computers and all these things here. Well, not only can you not look inside them, but you can't even talk about them. We had people under the Freedom of Information Act reach out and ask for cast vote records, which shows what goes on in these machines. And one lady in Missouri, she got sued by this Shane Scholer, who's running for Secretary of State, who's a Republican, for even asking. So we got this. It's a spiritual battle.
Yeah,
is what
so
it is,
in,
good
in
and evil.
Closing here, Mike, but I want to make sure your message is clear. Some people say, oh, you know, we should never vote again. That's not what you're saying, right?
So make
sure that's clear. Absolutely. And we'll close it out, Mike.
Right. Yeah, I want to make sure. I want to tell everyone it's clear. We have to overrun. We're working hard to get a lot of these counties to pay for ballots hand counted. But you can overrun the algorithms of these machines to get, you know, where they're set, and then opens up doors that you can't even imagine, because people are going to go, "What are you talking about here? That they won by this much?" So no, we have to overrun that. People are out there, even with the, you know, not the term ballot harvesting, but ballot chasing.
Yes.
People out there that never go out and vote. We've got to get a hold of them to get them out to vote. We have to get everybody out to vote, Charlie. This has to be the biggest elections in history, the biggest turnout ever, because we can win this. We're going to have a lot of these platforms fixed by then. But you know what? We've got, no matter what, we've got to get everyone. And that includes this fall, too, everybody.
Yes. Well, it's an above all approach, right? So everyone has to know their role and do their thing. Mike Lindell, you have grit and hustle and determination. God bless you, Mike Lindell.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. God bless, Charlie.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
We get it. You're busy. You don't have time to waste on the mainstream media. That's why Salem News Channel is here. We have hosts worth watching, actually discussing the topics that matter. Andrew Wilkow, Dinesh D'Souza, Brandon Tatum, and more. Open debate and free speech you won't find anywhere else. We're not like the other guys. We're Salem News Channel. Watch anytime on any screen for free 24/7 at snc.tv and on Local Now, Channel 525.